call the meeting to order, the July 28th Sussex County Council. Starting the approval of the agenda, I do believe there is one deletion in the grant request, the number two, the Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club. Mr. Baker, do you have any others?
Yes, I do have one item to delete the executive session under pending potential litigation. I don't have anything to report, so that item and possible action on executive session items also.
Any other council member have additions or corrections to the agenda? All right. I entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of the minutes?
We don't have any today.
We have none today. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter from the Sussex County Aging Network. Dear legislator, on behalf of our organizations and the thousands of senior citizens we serve each day, this is to formally express our gratitude to you and your colleagues for recognizing and supporting the needs of our senior citizen. Delaware offers a quality of life that many of us believe is unsurpassed. This keeps Delawareans in our state as their years advance and attracts more retiring baby boomers to our shores. It is not just the beauty of our state that attracts and retains seniors in Delaware, but responsive public policies that recognize the benefits and needs of our senior citizens. The letter then goes on to outline some of the works that the network does, and again, thanking the council for the support.
Very good. Does council have any other correspondence? Very good. Presentation of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, Mr. Baker?
Yes, we have with us today Ms. Mary Ann Hook, and she has some other representatives here today for a presentation to the County Council, and I'll turn it over to Mary Ann.
Well, this is really a pleasure to be here, especially on this side, not asking you for anything, but bringing you something.
Okay.
It's really been a pleasure working with you all these years, and we truly value your support with the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. So as usual, we want to give you a little memento, and hopefully, as warm as it's been, these bottles will be something you could use and think about us as you're drinking your water. But I did want to take this time to say thank you for a very special project that we are involved in right now. And the project's name is called Bridge to a New Position. You have provided us with space at the new EOC building, which has been very valuable in conducting these workshops. It has been a tremendous program that has been put together, not only with professional volunteer management, with other partners that we have, such as DEDO, Delaware Economic Development Office, SHRM, Delmarva SHRM, which is the Society for Human Resource Management. Sometimes I think these acronyms. And our volunteers who have come with a wonderful background. They have retired out of HR management, so they bring significant knowledge and wisdom to this program. But I did want to give special thanks to Hal Godwin, because we did meet with him and discuss, you know, about potential places. Thank you, Hal. to hold these. Trinity Transport over in Bridgeville has also been a business that has offered us space there and has been very gracious for our people in the county that have been laid off from employment, you know, that they wouldn't have to travel far, that they would have a localized place to go to these workshops. So with that, I just again wanted to say thank you, and I would like to introduce Sally Wycheson from DEDO, who is going to be reading you a governor's tribute for your partnership in this. We call it a partnership, and we value it and thank you so much for that. So she'll be coming up and reading the tribute to you. And then after that, our program, RSVP program volunteer coordinator, April Willie, I just wanted her to make mention to a couple of the significant progress that is being made within this program that we're running and the value behind it. So with that, I'll be quiet. I'll sit down, and I'll introduce Sally Wycheson.
Thank you. And it's nice to be here. It's a pleasure to be able to present you with this governor's tribute. One thing that Marianne didn't mention to you, can you hear me? Is that okay?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Is that this project won a national award by the National Society for Human Resource Managers. So this program here in Delaware was recognized nationally at the conference. So this isn't just little Delaware. This spread across the nation and actually spearheaded a couple other ideas for people who were helping those individuals that had been dislocated. I will read the tribute. Be it hereby known to all that Jack A. Markell, Governor of the State of Delaware, and Matthew Den, Lieutenant Governor, express sincere appreciation to Sussex County Council, the State Office of Volunteerism, RSVP Sussex County Volunteer Site for Bridge to a New Position. Governor Markell and Lieutenant Governor Den take great pleasure in recognizing Sussex County Council for their outstanding support by generously providing the Emergency Operations Center as a training facility for the workshop, Bridge to a New Position. Since February 2009, the Bridge to a New Position has helped over 100 Delaware job seekers, many of them recently dislocated, to enhance their skills in resume writing, interviewing, job searching, and networking to enable them the confidence to be a marketable candidate. Sussex County Council exemplifies the qualities and characteristics of a model company of the great state of Delaware, providing free training space to assist those in time of need. The state, RSCP Sussex County, Delaware Economic Development Office, and the Delmarva Society for Human Resource Managers are fortunate to have Sussex County Council as part of this community effort. Their contributions are hereby recognized, and this was presented on the 25th day of June 2009 by the governor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It is with great pleasure I stand before you as the volunteer coordinator for the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. As we speak right now, there is a workshop that's in place, taking place now over at the Sussex EOC Center with people that are finally having their third workshop today. It's wrap up, and they get their certifications that they've completed it. They're having the critiquing of the resumes as well as mock interviews being given them. Out of today's workshop, we were fortunate enough to get a call that one of the attendees couldn't come. And upon asking him why, he could hardly hold his breath from telling me, I've got a job,
right. So
I can't attend. So, you know, that's the reward of this workshop. It's been outstanding, the results. We're, you know, counting up the numbers of those that have been now employed. We've had 55 attend the workshops in Sussex County, and we're up to 9 now that have found placement with jobs. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking low-profile jobs. We're talking one of them has flown out to Iowa to live, to relocate as an engineer. We have another lady that's facilities manager of a bioscience lab in Salisbury, IT specialist at Nanticoke Hospital. We're talking very rewarding careers. So if you just look, when we had the governor's presentation, there was this cover letter that was written to us by one of the attendees from the workshop giving recognition to the volunteers that did this, as well as Trinity Transport, and it's because that's where she attended her workshops. And you can see the magnitude of the impact it made on this lady with seeking employment. Also attached are 2 flyers for 2 upcoming workshops that we're having. One's in August and one is in September. So if you know of any community members in Sussex County that would benefit from this, I strongly encourage you to show your support in giving this recommendation. We try and limit it to the number of attendees. Why is that? So they can get the personal one-on-one attention that they each deserve. And also, it just supplied you with one of our newsletters. So you can read this as written by one of our own volunteers, and you can see what all our volunteers are doing. So thank you for your support in this. Without the support of the facilities like we've had, this wouldn't have been the success of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker.
Yes. The next item is records management update. And during the past year, Mr. Dan Parsons, our historic planner, and Ms. Debbie Brittingham have been working on establishing a records management center at the old Emergency Operations Center. The old EOC has been refurbished for this purpose with help from our Buildings and Grounds Department, and even Dan did a little painting himself, and some help from some outside contractors. And for the first time ever, we now have a facility to store, maintain, and catalog county records. Records have primarily been the responsibility of individual departments in the past, with storage handled at different locations, including the courthouse crawl space that Lawrence and I have had to go search, hunt around in the years past, a Quonset hut at the airport, a hangar at the airport, the West Complex, and, of course, in the downstairs part of this building, and in various offices. I'd like to introduce Mr. Parsons, who's done an outstanding job over the past year in renovating the old EOC and establishing a real records management system for the county.
Thank you for having me, and just want to take this time to thank you for supporting this endeavor and all the county departments that helped, as this was a an enormous job. And as we're going to indicate with showing you a few pictures of what has happened. And again, I want to thank you and the departments, and as well as the Delaware Public Archives, for all their help with this project. But I guess we want to show you where we started at with the project. And so at the West Complex, that was kind of what we were looking at when I first walked in there. September of years 2007, and we were able to organize. Well, I would like to say that's about a quarter million pounds of paper, and we threw away 2/3 of it. I mean, it had met its retention, and we slowly organized it and put it in cubic foot boxes, and then we, got the West Complex cleared out. And we came, well, there's Johnny and Kenny helping out there, bringing out records for destruction. And then we came to the admin building, went through the basement, organized those records. And then we went to renovating the old Emergency Operations Center. Well, I guess, with the help of the engineering department, I mean, it's just a litany of people involved. And, painting the walls, getting that conference room straightened out, and then the shelving, and, and now today we have shelving up, as Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Phillips had been out to see the record center. And so right now we have about 2,000 cubic feet of permanent records. That's the engineering department's records right there. And the records go back, planning and zoning. We have the first conditional use, which was Holly Mount Campground. That was the first conditional use back in 71. And we have the records. So we're... The records are pretty intact, and we have all the engineering files. So what we're doing right now is kind of, and there's the, we had the sign changed, and there you have it. So what we're doing now is indexing all those records and going through, and we solicited bids for software to begin digitizing. We have scanners, and what we're going to do is begin digitizing those records and shipping them off to Dover for permanent storage to make room for taking records. We're actively taking records from departments now. And I guess the plan is to have the departments maintain 3 years of their own records, and we will take the rest and then provide the files upon request. And what will eventually happen is as they request the files, we will scan them in. We'll be actively scanning in the backlog of records, and then as the request files, we will scan them in and we'll make them available on the intranet through the web. The actual software will it's an index. It's a very complicated system, but reasonably priced, and it will allow all the department heads to have access to their records digitally. And eventually, it'll as you can see from the basement being cleaned out, the West Complex being cleaned out, departments. We're going to be working with planning and zoning to take their records. They now have a place to deposit them where they can be safely kept and effectively managed, and it should increase the efficiency of all the departments. that's kind of where we're heading with it. And like I said, we're actively working with the departments now to take the records. Now, once we get the software in and get everything completely organized, like yesterday I was working with finance administration records, and we're getting all the records segregated and indexing them and such. And once we get everything organized, we'll have an open house and then unveil the system and introduce it to all the departments and allow them, hopefully that'll help.
Good job.
Any questions?
Yeah, when it gets done, come out and help me.
Yeah. Mr. Baker, we at one time considered building a separate storage facility, but I think the cost was maybe even approaching $1 million, and then it was your leadership that decided, since we didn't use that EOC building anymore, we could turn that into a storage facility, correct?
Yes, when we were looking at our space options and needs and whatnot, this was one of the options that actually wasn't recommended by our needs consultant, but it was something that our staff felt that it made sense that we keep the records in that facility, and Dan's done an outstanding job in getting that organized for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a good detour you made on that. On that process, and I think it's got 3-foot concrete walls, so
yeah.
the records are safe.
Yeah, bomb-proof, weatherproof.
Yeah,
and we have capacity for upwards of 6,000 cubic feet, and we are filling it up. But as we scan, we'll make room for more. And doing an assessment, it's an adequate space for records.
Yeah,
so it made sense.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Looks a lot better than what you showed that first slide.
Yeah.
Well, save a lot of money in building, too.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Again, I want to reiterate that this will still take some time to get in complete work, working fashion, but it's come a long way, and we continue to work on it.
Still don't have any windows in that building.
We're in there.
Thank you,
thought
Dan.
Maybe you put some in by now.
No, that'd be a job.
The next item is discussion of a historic preservation proposal, and I'll hand out some information we have. Our land use plan recommends an ordinance regarding historic preservation. Our Mr. Paul Driscoll, our land use consultant from URDC, put together an outline for an ordinance regarding historic preservation. Mr. Parsons, Mr. Lank, Mr. Moore, and myself recently met to review their outline, and we made some changes to it. The purpose of today's discussion is to just talk about the proposal and solicit your input before drafting an ordinance. And again, Mr. Parson, I believe, is ready to explain the outline, the proposal.
Yes, thank you again. I'm going to take off one hat, put on another one. And I just want to introduce this ordinance as a way of, I guess, taking an inventory of historic structures and giving a cooling off period to allow to find other alternatives to structures that may be eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. And also, there's 12,000 sites listed with the State Historic Preservation Office in Sussex County alone. Sussex County is two-thirds the size of two-thirds of the state. It's a huge county, and it's a lot for one person to do. So this ordinance will help detect threatened properties for the Department of Historic Preservation, and again, try and find other ways. And at least it will allow us to document the structure before it's destroyed if it's of historic significance. Again, we would use the National Register criteria for listing on the National Register of Historic Places as a way of evaluating the properties for their significance. And again, the 60-day delay period would be sufficient. I think they would apply for the permit, and then I could tell by looking at a photograph whether or not it would be of historic significance. And if there was a question, go out to the site and take a look at it and look at the context of the site and see whether or not it is indeed historically significant, and then document it and contact people to see if they would like to preserve it, you know, move it, just find alternatives, but not to impede on people's rights to do what they wish with their property, but merely, again, document and document the structures before they're destroyed.
Do you think, Dan, that this is just a question, I don't have a good or bad idea, but do you think we're talking about 14 days where you, after you get the request, you got to post it on the website, and publish it in the paper or something, and then there's 60 more days in there? There's 14 plus 60?
I think it would be kind of combined into...
Okay. I guess my question is 60 days enough, too much? Not enough?
Well, originally it was 90. I thought 90 was too much. So we cut it back to 2 months. And the reason for the 14 is given the workload. I might be on vacation.
I understand that part. I didn't know if the 14 is part of the 60.
It should be.
Or in addition to the 60.
It should be part of the 60. Is that correct?
Okay. We could make it there.
And you think that's reasonable enough? I mean, enough time to...
Yeah,
but it couldn't be any faster. I mean, you don't think maybe 45 days or?
Well, just I'm going to have to develop a program to adequately document the structures, and I would probably enlist interns, students from University of Delaware,
sure,
to deal with the workload. The thing is, I guess with the way it's worded now, there is no enforcement of it in that there's no penalty if you don't come in. I guess there has to be a kind of a PR campaign to let people know that this,
sure,
is going on.
Sure.
And then if the fee is 100, maybe the penalty should be 200. And the way we would track that is that on the assessment cards, we would list all the properties that are listed with the National Register of Historic Places. And if someone went to change their assessment, then you would know that they destroyed an historic structure. But that's the only way we would be able to track it.
Right.
Effectively.
So there's no enforcement?
Well, not as this is written.
What we discussed is possibly if we tried to come up with what it would cost us to have Mr. Parsons evaluate the property when someone comes in and fills out a permit, and also to post it and advertise. And we estimated about $100, which is about the fee that Newcastle and Kent County also charge.
Uh-huh.
And then what we thought about is, well, what happens if I have an historic structure and I just I'm aware of the county permit and I just ignore it and whatnot? There needs to be some sort of penalty on me. So we thought about it doubling that permit to for a penalty of $200. So,
oh, that's really going to stop.
Just for discussion.
It. Oh, yeah, I'm inadequate.
How long are you going to wait if this house is not declared to be historical?
Oh, the 14-day pay period. Like,
hey, say somebody wants to tear a house down. It's just been there 30, 40 years.
Or 50 or 100, but.
Well, you know, if it goes so far, was it 50 years? What's 100 years declared historical?
80. We have 80 in here.
80.
Well, so we have 80 years. Say this house is 50 or 60 years old. Mm-hmm. So I almost tear it down. How long they got?
Well, the waiting period for the permit is 14 days.
That's 14 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're adding 60 more days, or roughly.
Well, actually, 45.
45,
yeah.
Something like that.
Just
more
days. For time to
another
document.
Month and a half,
what? What in the. That question, though, if it's 50 years old,
wouldn't apply.
They don't need to deal with this,
right?
It's 80 or more,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, if it's not 80 years old, this doesn't even pertain to it,
right? If it looks significant upon looking at the photographs, the way to roughly judge the age would be to look at assessment records. So I would have to take a look at the assessment records to see when a structure was added to the property, to see when it was roughly when it was built.
Right.
There's no way to discern the accurate.
But you wouldn't be able to stop it, really, is what this is about. You would not be able to stop it.
Just delay it for 60 days to,
right,
try and find alternatives to demolition and to document the structure before it's destroyed.
And how many in the county? You say 12, how many did you say? 12,000?
Well, there are 12,000 sites, under 12,000 sites listed with the State Historic Preservation Office as surveyed, and there are both archaeological and historic structures.
So all those are not structures?
Right, no.
Some are probably burial sites and that type of thing?
Yeah, archaeology, you know, it could be, you know.
Okay.
Like Avery's Rest, for example, is a 1670s site, that a dwelling site.
Mm-hmm.
A farm complex that they've done archaeology at and revealed a lot. But the 12,000 sites, like Laurel is the largest historic district in the state, and but that includes all kinds of different structures and outbuildings. We're only dealing with historic homes over 800 square feet, and like I said, of very significant value to the history of the county.
This has been put on just for discussion. It will be brought up again in the future for probably more discussion and possible introduction. It is required to be considered based on our land use plan, not necessarily adopted. So we will consider it in the future. In the meantime, if it could be placed on the web, just so that the public can have a view of it, that would be appreciated, and I'm sure our county attorney will take a close look at it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, in this thing here, we want to remember, we have to remember property rights in this thing, because if we put too many, and I see you trying to do that, we don't want to say, well, they can't tear that down. You know, I think if somebody else don't want to buy this building or whatever, then they should have the right to go on.
Right.
Because it may not be, it might be valuable to somebody else, which ain't got a nickel in it. But the property owner should eventually have the right, I think, to. I don't know if we should ever talk about here. Should we ever pass a law or make a law and say, well, they got to preserve it? I don't think we should ever do that.
No.
It's, you know, it's dependent on the property owner to preserve
absolutely
their own property.
Yeah.
Well, how does the historic district figure into this?
It doesn't.
Any districts that we have in the county?
Well, I guess there are some districts that are outside municipalities, but
uh-huh,
most of them are within municipalities.
So that's not our purview anyway.
Right. So each municipality has their own,
okay,
they deal with it in their own way. This is just structures that are within the county,
mm-hmm,
you know, usually associated with a larger farm complex or something like that.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is to encourage them, if we think it's worthwhile to preserve, to encourage them without passing laws, making rules,
right,
taking the rights away from these people.
Yeah, we don't want to impose any economic,
I understand,
limitations on them.
Good
just
idea, yeah.
Try and find
it's them. Just giving them 60 days. To for somebody to try to find another means to get rid of this property versus
right
tearing it down.
Yeah, and to document it.
At the end of 60 days, if that doesn't surface, they can do as they please.
Exactly.
So it's their property. And, okay.
Thank you, Dan.
We know about a couple of buildings, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Mr. Baker?
Okay. The next item is an economic development agreement, and I have a copy to hand out for your consideration. The consideration for this agreement was requested by the Deputy Legal Counsel, Mr. Cleon Cawley, for the governor. And the goal of this is to minimize barriers for businesses that may be considering major expansions in Delaware. The goal is to help make the approval process easier for businesses that provide long-term continuing employment-type jobs, and also to enable prospective businesses to learn of concerns or suggestions regarding their business proposals early on in the process and not be surprised at a late date in an approval process. If you look at the agreement itself, basically there's a number of whereases, but basically, the agreement says that the state of Delaware and the county agree that the county would appoint county administrator to serve as a liaison with the state's economic development ombudsperson. The administrator would collaborate with county departments to facilitate an efficient and expedient permit and approval process for economic development projects identified by the state and the county as warranting rapid response. So we would both have to agree that this is a project that would bring employment to the county and is worth our extra efforts to try to encourage them to come here and expand here. And that is pretty much it. So the goal again, the state economic development office had heard a number of complaints from prospective businesses about the state's slowness of response and just taking too long to get approvals and get through the approval process. So this is one way that they are trying to react to that. And they're also approaching Kent County and Newcastle County with this.
So what would be different about doing this as opposed to what we're doing now?
Well, business wanted to build a new facility in the unincorporated part of the county, and we'd be agreeing to expedite our processes, our approval processes, assuming that we agree that this would bring important jobs to the county, would help our economy, and the state is also agreeing to that. So they would expedite their process, we would expedite ours. And again, we both have to agree, it's a case-by-case basis. It's not like just, very small projects.
This is government and to government. Where do the people come in?
They'd still have to go through the same processes. We're not detouring or,
okay.
Missing anything.
Uh-huh.
You would, for instance, if it was a project that was expedited, if it was a zoning issue, the council would still have to approve it. If it was a change of zone or conditional use.
Just be expedited.
It would just be quicker so we could help with the economy.
I'd have to say that in the past I've been very hesitant to agree to anything like this with the state. It just always seems like they have created a one-way channel to benefit themselves. But as I read this, it really appears that they're trying to create a positive economic environment. Mm-hmm. Many times an application comes in that could provide jobs. It may take 3 years to get through the process. And it would appear that this does not take away any of our authority, our oversight, but it does give us an opportunity and puts business on notice that the state of Delaware and Sussex County both would welcome them to come here, and we'll do everything in our power to make it as quick and easy as possible. Is that pretty much sum it up?
That's it.
Good to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have to agree. If they have a particular project they may, and we don't think it should be expedited, then it won't be from the county's end.
Mm-hmm.
Both have to agree to it. But that definitely sums it up.
Do you have a motion?
Yes.
Before you read it, is there any objections from council to have the administrator?
No, I don't object. The only thing is, I guess, in judging what's favorable and what's not and what kind of jobs we're providing, and I'm assuming that we have that leeway ourselves, and so that would come into it. Because a restaurant as opposed to a manufacturing facility is quite different in jobs,
right?
So I would want to go for the one that created a lot
long-term,
of jobs,
right?
Good,
yeah.
High-paying jobs. But we have that leeway to decide that is what you're saying.
Yes.
Under this,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please read the motion, Mr. Baker.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a memorandum of agreement with the state of Delaware to consider expediting county permitting and processes for major economic development projects.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the memorandum of agreement with the state of Delaware regarding economic development opportunities. Is there any discussion?
Mm-mm.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the last item is the county administrator's report, and I just have two quick items. First, Delaware Solid Waste Authority report for June. As per the attached report, 25,428 pounds of recyclable material was received at the West Complex Recycling Center during June. And then the next is a recovery zone facility bond report. Application forms are being distributed for recovery zone facility bonds to businesses, banks, and chambers of commerce. The county is accepting applications for these bonds from businesses to provide lower cost funding for them for capital projects in the county. And attached is a copy of the form. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions for our administrator? Now, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Hal Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this afternoon for your consideration, first I have a wastewater agreement project number 81-04 and timber acres agreement number 914. The developer here is Ms. Lena English from Millsboro, Delaware. The location of this project is on the John J. Williams Highway, southwest of Delaware Route 23. This will be part of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. It'll extend public sewer to 21-unit mobile home park, and there will be a system connection charge of $71,673. We do have approvals from both our engineering department and from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction at a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $18,240. We're also expecting a construction cost totaling $121,600.
Any questions? You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 914, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Timber Acres for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Timber Acres located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and second to approve the agreement read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, members of council, I wanted to also seek your endorsement of a plan that could expand our employee and visitors parking by up to 40 parking spaces. This plan would use properties that the county has already owned for some time, located directly behind a parking lot that our employees currently use, which is adjacent to the Tunnel Razor Law Office right behind our administration building. If you go through that parking lot, there the intersecting street at the end of the parking lot is Harris Alley. Crossing Harris Alley, you'll find that we own the back half of three lots. And the footprint is approximately 180 feet by 125 feet. Now, our engineering department had looked at this property some time back, and the cost for installing parking there had been prohibitive because our design required us to pave the entire property, which then drives the cost of stormwater management up pretty high. So what we have done here is we've made a new plan that would yield 40 parking places and leave a number of square feet open to naturally absorb the stormwater, eluding the cost of a stormwater management system. The cost is important here because as we compare this cost to our other options in the immediate area, it looks as though this proposal could be the most economical endeavor to achieve this parking improvement for us at just a little under $5,100 per parking place. I've compared it to two other locations that we've been looking at over the last couple of years, one on Race Street and one on Pine Street, and as you compare this cost per parking spot, you'll find that the property that we had looked at on Race Street, while it would only yield 16 parking places, would cost us a little over $11,600 per space to develop by the time you bought the property, got the permits, and developed the parking lot. The properties on Pine Street that we've owned for some time would yield us in the most recent plan that we were able to come to agreement with some of the community, would only yield us 22 parking places. And with all the costs added into that project, it would still be $11,033 per parking space. So if we use the property that I've mentioned on Harris Alley and Cherry Lane, we would be getting many more parking places at what I believe is an affordable price of a little under $190,000 total. That's the estimate that our engineering department has come up with. And we also believe that since our engineering department has some experience with a plan on this location in getting approvals through both the Conservation District and the town, that we may be able to get these approvals quickly. I've spoken with the folks at the Conservation District and explained to them what we were proposing, and they were very optimistic about our chances and thought that we could probably have our approvals with them sometime in mid-September if we were to apply immediately. I spoke with a couple of leaders from the town. I spoke with the chairman of their planning commission. I spoke with their town manager, and I spoke with the mayor. And they were all three very optimistic about this change in our direction for adding parking. They felt that this property wouldn't be as politically sensitive, and it might be more favorable for us because it's closer and it's not going to require the demolition of any buildings. So what I'm asking for is your endorsement for the staff to continue working towards site plan approvals and permits and possibly putting together a bid package to develop these parking spots on this property. I have a motion if you'd like to, or I can answer questions.
Does council have any questions for Mr. Godwin?
Mm, just sounds good to me.
No question or comment. I mean, it's one of the things I hear a lot from people is when they come to Georgetown to deal with the county is finding some place to park.
Right.
So I think it's be a good thing.
Hopefully, Councilman Vincent, this may solve that, because if we're able to move employees back a few yards into this parking area, which would be the plan, that should avail us 15 or so parking places close to this building, just across Pine Street. In that parking lot, we would put some signs up that would say reserved spaces for county visitors. So that if someone comes here to visit one of us or to take care of business in this building for a permit or some sort of review or to pursue a tax issue, they'd have a convenient place to park that's just at the very end of our building. And that's really the mission here, is to try and provide some parking for the public.
All right. Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council instructs staff to move forward with the site plan approvals from Georgetown and the Conservation District to develop a parking lot on a county property located on Harris Alley and Cherry Lane in Georgetown, and to begin the bid process for this project.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a
second?
I'll
second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the parking lot proposal as read by Mr. Godwin. Is there any further discussion?
A question from the administrator. Do we have money in the budget to do this?
We have set money aside in the capital improvement budget for this. Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your passion on that one. It's beyond 3:30, which is the scheduled time for the public hearing. And I will ask our county administrator who he would like to have conduct this public hearing.
I think Mr. Davis would like to go ahead and start the public hearing. Would you like to explain, Mr. Davis, the project? Okay.
Mr. Davis.
President, members of council, good afternoon. Public hearing today is to consider annexing a parcel of land into the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. The parcel is located on the west side of County Road 213, Old State Road, and south of the town of Ellendale. It is shown in blue on the map that I've handed out and on the map to my left at the front. The parcel to be added I came to the County Council on June 16th, 2009, to request permission to prepare and post notices. You all gave approval to do that. Public hearing notices were posted on July 6th, 2009. The parcel adjoins the existing Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District and is approximately 66.2 acres. The parcel to be added will be part of a proposed Newdale Acres development southwest of the town of Ellendale. The parcel being added is the blue part being added to the Ellendale Sewer District, and then the whole area that's to be known as Newdale Acres is shown in crosshatching. Sussex County Council approved the parcel's zoning change to an MRRPC on June 30th, 2009. And the zoning approval included the parcel requested for annexation. And a condition of the approval was that the project was to be served by a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The proposed project is in harmony with present and future planning for sewer for the area, and there is adequate sewer capacity. Any questions? Or?
I don't believe so. All right. Thank you, Mr. Davis. We will open this up to the public now, Mr. Baker. Is that all right?
Yes.
Are there any members of the public who would like to speak to this proposal? Yes, sir. Can you come forward and state your name and your address?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Todd Capel. My address is 310 Main Street in Ellendale. My mother-in-law was the previous owner of this parcel. We had worked with the builder who's in process of developing this, and we said we would lend our support to try to get the annexation. Back when we started this 4 years ago, there was a big concern whether there was adequate sewer capacity or not. From the different town meetings that we had in Ellendale and what the developer proposed, we found out that there was a lot of green space around that was not buildable, so therefore the units that were already allocated should have been reallocated, and that the actual impact on the sewer district would be quite minimal. I had done a rough figure when we sat down with the planner and the developer, and we were looking at maybe 26, 28 units being actually added onto the sewer capacity, and we kind of thought that was fairly negligible to be held up. I mean, it's not like we're adding 200 units into a system. So we thought it was quite reasonable at the time, and then it got delayed. I'm here really just to speak up in favor. There's been a lot of planning going into it. The town of Ellendale has lost its two police officers that were full-time because of lack of income. If we can get the development in to the town, we feel that it's going to raise some more town income as well as everything else, and hopefully be able to put two police officers back on that we lost because they were hired under the grant process, and when the grants dried up, the town couldn't afford to keep them. So there's a lot of pros to it, and I feel very few cons. So I just really wanted to come today and make sure that it had gone through and speak up on the behalf of the builder and my family.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
The mayor.
Madam Mayor.
The mayor.
Good afternoon. My name is Dolores Price, mayor of Ellendale. We have no objections to this property being included into the Ellendale New Market Sewer District. And as it has been stated before me, it will be a access to our community economically. And we're looking forward to seeing it go forward.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Price. Anyone else? If not, we will close the public hearing. Does council have any thoughts before we move forward?
Has that property been annexed into the town?
Mr. Davis, you want to step?
Working on that.
That's what I keep hearing, but I don't know if there's been any progress. I just was wondering about that. Okay,
cool. It would appear that it is not currently annexed into the town. Okay.
We can't acquire it, but we can encourage it. We've been working with them.
It is understood. Mr. Baker, do you have a motion?
Well, we do have a resolution. And this is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District to encompass a certain piece, parcel, or tract of land being on the westerly side of County Road 213, southwest of the town Ellendale, situated southwest of the town and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed expansion of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yeah, I'm voting yes, and my hope and prayer is that this property does get annexed into the town.
Mr. Vincent?
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That one thing, Eric, you got County Road 213.
Mr. Wilson?
About a lot of years, never was called County Road. It's always the old state route.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how they got that name on her, but it's a wrong name, I believe.
The older highway map show it is Route 213 is where.
It is 213. I agree with that.
But always
it was the old state route. See, 113 moved over.
Yes.
On the 213. That was the old state route. No, it was the old state route for forever. So as far as, I don't think what's NIFTA that has, but at least it tells people what route they're looking at. It does say it is the old state route. It says that the state route goes through Main Street, which is never known to me as a state route. They're all state routes because county never don't own none, but known as the old state route.
Mr. Davis, I ask you to come forward, I believe, for the 345 public hearing on the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District Ingram Village annexation.
Good afternoon again. This public hearing is to consider annexing a small area of land into the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. The area is located east of County Road 213, Old State Road, and north of the town of Ellendale. It is shown in blue on the maps that you all have received. The area to be added is, I came to the County Council on June 16th 2009 to request permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing, and you granted permission to do that. The area to be added is shown, the area is part of a larger project, part of a project known as Ingram Village, and will be added to that. The Ingram Village area is shown cross-hatched. The area adjoins the existing Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District and is approximately 3.34 acres. Sussex County Council approved the parcel zoning change to GRRPC on October 14, 2008. The zoning approval included the area requested for annexation, and a condition of the approval was the project was to be served by a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The area to be added to Ingram Village to the Ingram Village parcel resulted from a land swap with an adjoining landowner, and the proposed project of Ingram Village is in harmony with present and future sewer planning for the area, and there is adequate sewer capacity. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Davis? If not, we will conduct a public hearing. Now is the time for the public to weigh in on this matter. Is there anyone who would like to speak?
There's no objections to this piece of property, but I'm trying to understand this 3.34 acres. That's not the 3.34 acres that's already into the town limits, or is that the land swap between the owners and the previous owners of another piece of strip?
The blue area that's shown on that map is not in the town of Ellendale. The Ingram Village development proposal has a small portion at the south end of the development that is currently within the town boundary of the town of Ellendale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this piece is not that we're considering today.
Okay.
And this is an annexation to the sewer district.
Okay. I was trying to figure out which end of the property this is. Okay. Okay. You've answered my question. It's the northern end. All right. We have no objections. We approve.
Thank you. For the record, that was the Honorable Mayor Price of Ellendale.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? the less than honorable Mr. Bob Stickle.
In your opinion, for the record. My name is Robert Stickles. I'm employed with the engineering firm of George Miles and Buehr, and Ms. Griffin has assured me that this project will be on your agenda next week for your consideration to help assist the town of Ellendale in annexing the entire subdivision into the town. And we are in the process, and we have worked with the engineering department in developing the sewer for compliance with Ordinance 38. And if everything goes well with the council next week, this project will be before the mayor for consideration for annexation. Am I correct, Mayor?
Yes.
And her nod was yes. Thank you. I would encourage council to annex this.
Oh, yes.
I retract my characterization
yes,
of
I
Mr. Stickles and offer him a public apology.
Good.
Is there anyone else? If not, we'll close the public hearing. Does the council have any comments? Mr. Baker, you may read it.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District to include a portion of a parcel of land along the Penn Central Railroad right-of-way north of the town of Ellendale and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
You need to introduce?
I need a motion.
I will make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed expansion of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District Ingram Village request. Any further discussion?
How much land was it?
How much land was it, Mr. Davis?
Ingram Village?
That little blue spot.
3.4 acres.
3.4 acres, is that what it was?
3.34.
The total. Any other questions or discussions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Mr. Lucates.
And staff.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, President and council members. As you